In the gospel reading today, our Lord speaks about the things that will be happening when the end of the world comes. At the same time, we have to remember that we are in a time which I believe is the prefiguration of the end, which means we're going to see the same basic things happening. We are about to enter the time, the next few months, where people are going to start falling away. On one hand, you look back and you can see it. And when I was a kid, and I would hear the gospel reading that said, when the Lord returns, do you think he will find any faith on earth? And I'd look around at a church that was packed full, and I would think to myself, well, that doesn't even make sense. Look at all the people who believe. Well, now you look around at a church that's definitely not packed full, and you begin to realize people have been falling away. But there is another falling away that is coming. We must understand what's going to be happening. The next few months are going to get really, really bad on the natural level and on the spiritual level. Just getting bad on the natural level is going to cause some people to fall. But there are going to be things that are going to be revealed, some true, probably some false, about some of what's going on in the church. And the scandal is going to cause people to fall. What we have to remember is the church has been infiltrated up to her eyebrows. Well, it's even further than that. And so way, way up to the top, the corruption is disgusting. If you think the deep state is a problem, that's just a shadow of what goes on in the church. The deep state has been at this for a few hundred years. The church has been at it for 2,000. We've had a long time to learn how to do things wrong. And so we need to realize God is going to purify the church. He must, because we are told that the church is the bride of Christ and that he is going to present that bride to himself without spot or stain or wrinkle or any such thing. Well, it's far from it right now. And so purification needs to happen. And the Lord warned us what is going to be happening. He told us that people will fall away. He told us that their charity is going to grow cold. He told us that they will betray one another. He told us that there will be false prophets that will be raised up. So even those who are trying to hang on, then there are going to be these frauds that are going to be raised up, and they're going to lead people astray. And so we look at it and go, well, what hope is there? The only hope that we've ever had, Jesus. And so I have told you before, and I will tell you again, and I'll keep saying it till I'm blue in the face. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if anybody is in the church and what color cassock they wear. If it's black, if it's purple, if it's red, or if it's white. If anyone says anything contrary to what Jesus Christ says in Scripture and what the church has taught for 2,000 years, reject it and stay with Jesus. It is just that simple. But it's not going to be that easy, because there are going to be lots of things pulling at us. And there are going to be all the excuses and all the tap dancing. We look at the reading the church has given us along with this one. St. Paul talking about what the early Christians had to endure. The confiscation of their goods, being thrown in prison, being threatened, some being put to death. And Jesus told us, when all these things are happening, they will hate you. All the nations of the world are going to hate you, he said, because of my name. And some will be put to death. Now, just in the last week, twice I've heard the same basic thing from different people. Oh no. If it comes to deny Jesus and live, or state your faith in Jesus and die, oh, well, then I'm going to deny Jesus because I need to stay around. You know, I've got kids, or I've got a business, or I've got things I have to do. Do you not trust that Jesus loves your kids more than you do? Do you not trust that your business will be fine if he wants it to be, and it won't be if he doesn't want it to be? Is your business really more important than your faith? Are the children who belong to God before they belong to you, they have been entrusted to your care, they are his. Do you think he doesn't care about them? And that if he allows you to be a martyr, that somehow or another, your kids aren't going to be okay? Trust. But look seriously at that question. What if? What if somebody put a gun to my head and said, deny Jesus or die? What are you going to do? Oh, it's easy to sit here right now and romanticize about it and think, oh boy, yeah, if that happened, here's what I would say, here's what I would do. Yeah, be serious with yourself. And ask yourself, as you look at different things, what if I have small children? What if I have obligations? What if I have certain responsibilities? What if I have this or that, whatever it might be? Does it suddenly sound like it's worth denying Jesus? That's where we have to remember that we are very, very weak. Very weak. Only by the grace of God will we be able to be faithful. But we also have to know that we have been told these are the things that will happen. So again, it is not the end of the world. But the things that will happen at the end of the world, we are going to see similar things. So brace yourself, because it's coming. And it's going to be ugly. And it is going to scandalize people. And so may I remind you, our faith is not in a pope. Our faith is not in a cardinal or a bishop. Our faith is not in a priest. Our faith is in Jesus. So when all the scandals are revealed, or whatever it might be, when the corruption is demonstrated, keep the focus on Jesus. Just know that all that filth is there, and that's what he's going to clean up. And praise God when it happens, rather than lamenting the fact that, oh, isn't it sad that this is going on? No, it is not. What is sad is that the other filth has been going on for years. And praise God, the house is going to get cleaned. That's what we need to be able to look at. But don't think that as the house is getting cleaned, we might not be shaken by it. We will. We are going to be tested. And we are going to be tested severely on both the natural and spiritual levels. So get ready, because what the Lord said is going to come to pass. But also what St. Paul said is going to happen as well. Do not surrender your confidence, he said. It will have great reward. Have confidence in Jesus. Have confidence in his words and in his promises. Have confidence that he is there with you. Trust in the Lord Jesus. And no matter what happens, remain faithful to him.